We are continuing today's Mishnah Yomi. Today we are learning Perek Hey Mishnah Hey, Chapter 5, the 5th Mishnah, and we will, in Meretz Hashem, begin the 6th chapter as well. So Mishnah Hey, Perek Hey Mishnah Hey, HaMispalel V'Tah, if someone is davening and they make a mistake while davening, Simen Ralo, this is a bad omen. Now the Gemara understands the omen that they're referring to over here is that if the person's davening and the words don't come out the right way, that could be a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not accepting the tefillah. And if a person's davening, if the person's a chazan, and they're davening for the amid, simin ra l'shulchot mipnei shlashlucho shel adam kimoso. If a person is the shliach tzibor, is the chazan, then not only is it a bad omen for him, but it could also be a bad omen for the entire tzibor, for the entire congregation. For the shliach tzibor, the chazan is the representative of the entire congregation, and a person's agent is an extension of himself. So the Gemara tells a story. Amru alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Shai mispalo ala cholim, that he would daven for sick people. Va'omer zechai b'zemes. And after davening, he would say, this person is going to live and this person, chas v'shalom, is going to die. Amru lo minayin ata yodea. So they said to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, how do you know this? From where do you know this? So Amru lahem im shigura tfilasi b'fi, yodea ani shehu mekubal. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, if the tefillah comes out, flows off my lips, flows off my tongue, I know that it's been accepted. The imlav, and if not, if it doesn't come out the right way, or I struggle with the words, yodea ani shehu meturaf, I know that the tefillah ultimately is going to be ineffective, or ineffective, I should say. So it's interesting. This is actually a very overwhelming Mishnah, because many times we daven, a person might have difficulty with a word, it might not flow out the right way. So it's interesting, because in the commentaries here in the Mishnayos, they bring down the Tzlach. And the Tzlach writes, he says as follows, he says, Lo kol adam zocha lemasha zachar Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, sheodia lo min hashamayim, miyad in this Kabbat tefillah. So see, right, it's not every person has this direct communication or this direct response to their tefillos like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And therefore his v'lochein, Eitzel shar b'nei adam gamim ha-tefillah shigura b'fiyem, ein zeray sheskablo, v'chei lehafech, So Tzlach writes, he says that this idea that you could tell the effectiveness of the tefillah by how it comes out of your mouth, right, by the ease in which you're able to articulate it, that is a din, that's a concept by tzaddikim. But for regular people like us, regular ordinary people, when we daven, so for whatever reason, sometimes it flows easier, it doesn't flow easier, that's not an indication. And again, and I think it's so important that in terms of just the hashkafa of tefillah, just kind of the mindset and the outlook we have to have with davening, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam loves every tefillah, accepts every tefillah. You know, what Hashem chooses to answer in a way we would like and what He doesn't, that's part of the mystery of how Hashem runs the world. So Mazel Tov, that concludes Perek Hey, Chapter 5. We now begin Mishnah Vav. Sixth chapter of Maseches Brachos deals a lot with the halachos of brachos on food and other items. Ketzad mevarchen ala peros. So the Mishnah says, what bracha do you make on fruit? Al peros ha'ilon omer borei peri ha'itz. On the fruits of the tree, one says, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. Borei, master of the universe, Borei peri ha'itz, who creates the fruit of the tree. Chutz min hayayin, with the exception of wine. Now, you might have thought you make a Borei peri ha'itz on wine, since grapes grow on vines, like trees. Sha'al hayayin omer Borei peri ha'gofen. On wine, you make Borei peri ha'gofen. Va'al peros ha'aretz omer. What about on fruit which grow from the ground? Omer Borei peri ha'adama. He who creates the fruit of the earth. Chutz min ha'pas, with the exception of bread. Even though bread comes from grain, which grows from the ground, bread, because of its importance, gets its own unique bracha. Sha'ala pasu omer hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. We thank Hashem. We praise God, master of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. Va'al ha'yirakos omer. On vegetables, one says, borei pri hadama. Rabbi Huda omer, borei minei deshoim. Rabbi Huda says, he who creates all types of vegetation, right, or herbage, right? Literally, desha is literally grass, vegetation. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara explains that what Rabbi Huda is arguing over here is as follows. What you begin to see when it comes to halachos of brachos is that, remember, the Gemara says, why do we make a bracha? We make a bracha because the entire world belongs to Hashem. And therefore, before I use anything in this world, I have to make a bracha in order to, so to speak, ask permission for usage. Just like I have to say, please, I have to ask for permission to use something that is not mine. I have to ask for permission to really use anything in this world because all of it belongs to Hashem. A bracha is also a way in which we praise Hashem for His dynamic creative activities, His creative prowess. The greatest praise, the more specific the praise, the greater it is. That's why, although technically, if you think about it for brachos, you can make one bracha on everything, right? You could say shahakol nihiyah bidvara, which we'll discuss, which is kind of a catch-all bracha, and that could take care of everything. But the more specific the bracha, the greater the praise to Hashem. Rabbi Huda therefore says, in the realm of vegetables, there are different types of vegetables. For example, again, there are vegetables in which one eats the vegetable, but not necessarily the seeds. And then there are other types of vegetables where one eats the seeds. And therefore, again, Rabbi Huda says, to make one general bracha of borei pri adama, on everything that grows from the ground, is not specific enough. Therefore, again, he understands things which you eat the seeds, you'll say borei minei deshaim, things which you don't eat the seeds, borei pri adama. Again, halacha lemaisa, practically speaking, we do not accept the position of Rabbi Huda. That's why we have no such bracha as borei minei deshaim, but rather for our purposes, anything that grows from the ground gets the bracha of borei pri adama. All right, we will stop over here. Yashikach taron, shikem, everyone a wonderful day, and looking forward to Meretz Hashem to continue in the rest of Parak Vav tomorrow.